live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. Which one is this? Oh, it's number 36.
36 weeks of hot action.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And welcome back.
Thanks for listening.
I guess not enough people were listening because we got kicked out of the podcast-orama this week.
Hey, you know what? We had a good effort. We made it to round three.
Yeah.
Not bad, but we got beat out by, well, somebody that was better than us.
And, way better. They were like a real radio show.
Yeah, we're just a couple of car guys that run a website that like to talk.
Yeah.
And here we are doing it again.
That's okay. That was fun.
Well, thanks again for the votes, you know. We gave it a shot.
Yeah. But, you know, it was only 20% of the user voting that counted, and it was 80% of these other two companies, so...
That did, like, the judging panel thing.
Yeah. But you can still help us out by filling out our survey that we include every week in the notes of the show. Just make sure you take a look at our notes and click on the link, fill out the survey, and, you know, help us count you in, all that kind of jazz. We like to know what you're saying about the show.
Yeah. All right, well, enough of that. Let's get into the thick of things. My favorite part of the show. We're doing it a little bit early this week.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Here it comes. Look out. Sight of the week.
Bam!
I tell you what, looks just like your car.
Look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four.
We're going to take a website.
In this age of digital homogeny, it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Well, our site of the week this week is fbodygathering.com.
And there's a particular reason why we're giving it the site of the week.
Right. Well, the event's coming up in 2 weeks.
14 days, 3 hours, 58 minutes, and 37 seconds from this very point.
Right. It's a great event.
Yeah, I'm kind of saddened that we can't make it again this year, work and all, but...
Too much going around down here, so, you know. But over in Atlanta, it's going to be a great time. Andy puts on a great show over there every year.
I got to say, out of all the car events I've been to, this is the one that I think I enjoy going to the most overall.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. A terrific time.
All the folks in Atlanta are really cool.
The hotel is incredible.
Oh, that Marriott is beautiful. Oh, man, and that bed. Oh. The beds are really comfortable in the hotel.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been to car shows where the bed just absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
And the pillow is like a little thin piece of foam, but enough of that. The best part about it, hands down, is the car show.
Yeah.
Just huge car show. All these cars coming from around the country. All Camaros and Firebirds. And they're all awesome.
Yeah, a lot of great people to meet over there, too.
Yeah.
Coming in from Florida and North Carolina. You know, a lot of the people we don't see up here in Michigan all the time because they're down south.
And they're giving out 130 awards at the car show this
year. Holy cow. It's going to be pretty huge.
Yeah. And it's a feature-packed weekend. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule on the website. Once again, fbodygathering.com. They got an open house at GMMG. You know, everybody knows.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Pack the place. You get to see some really awesome cars, some really rare cars, some ZL1s. Of course, the car show, they got a cruise, they got a slow drag competition. If you want to know what that is, check the website out. A lot of vendor displays. An evening with Scott Settlemyer dinner, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, a lot of great awards. Killer show, good time, good people, great location. Can't say enough about it. It's hands down the best F-Body event out there.
I know. I wish we were going again.
I'm bummed.
I really do.
I'm really bummed that we can't make it because Andy, the guy that runs the event, and if you go, you'll get to know him real well because he's all over the place. Just really takes care of everything. He sets up a terrific event.
If you can make it, definitely check it out.
Definitely do it. And you only got 2 weeks to get there, so...
And yeah. another reason to make it to the F-Body gathering this year is...
Big one.
Yeah, the Camaro Concept is going to be there.
Yep, and it can only make so many select stops around the country, so...
If you haven't been able to see it down south, that's a perfect place to go, Atlanta.
Not to mention what's nice about it, I'm going to just assume that you're going to be able to get a more personal glimpse of the Concept, because if you go to one of the North American International Auto Shows, it's up on a pedestal and it's roped off and you can't touch it. I'm willing to bet that it's going to be on display in a place where you can get close up on the car and see it close.
Right.
Maybe even touch it.
Like we did.
I got the picture of it to prove it.
Yeah.
Man.
So check it out, man.
I just wish I could go. God, I feel like I'm missing out big time. And And hey, you guys will too if you don't go. So go, fbodygathering.com.
Go.
Get there. All right, well, we got an email that we're kind of glad to get.
Yeah.
Got it from a guy named Chris St. Clair, and he's over in the UK. And he was
across the pond?
Across the pond. And he's talking about, in podcast 32, how we talked about, there's a question why there were, you know, V8 Corvettes there, but not a whole lot of V8 Camaros or Firebirds.
F-bodies, yeah.
Yeah, they were mostly V6s. So we got this email from Chris, and it's pretty informative, and it reads, "Hi guys, I just thought I'd drop you a line from here in sunny, England. Love the podcast and the website, great information, really helpful. Here in the UK, we have the Pontiac Owners Club, and I'm the editor of the club magazine, Wide Track News. Check us out at www.poc-uk.org. In podcast 32, there's a question about why there are plenty of Corvettes in Europe, but most of the F-bodies are V6s and not V8s. The main reasons are the tax laws in Europe make it really hard to import V8s, and so most cars are V6. Also, gallon gas is a good reason."
That makes sense.
Yep, and we asked him to clarify that just a little bit, and we bounced a couple emails back and forth, and he said that, in his words, "My best guess is that anyone with money buys a Corvette. That's why there are a few of them around. The rest who want an American car but aren't millionaires end up with V6s, because GM used to make Firebirds in Belgium/Holland, which I don't think I knew that.
I didn't know that either.
So at the time, there were a lot of them around, but they were mostly V6s because of the price, insurance, tax, and petrol cost uses. He said, boy, I'd love to be paying $3 a gallon. He went on to say that, for example, the current list for a Corvette coupe over there is £45,000, which is roughly $85,000.
Damn.
Convertible is $96,000, and if you want a Z06 over in the UK, you're paying £59,000, which equates to $112,000.
Plus, you get stuck with $7 a gallon in gas, too.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wham!
$7. So, you know, it's easy to gripe about $3 because we're here in the United States, but I can't imagine paying $7 a gallon. I think it'd cripple the economy.
I know.
Just because we're so used to expenditures on whatever amount. But, you know, not enough about the gas, because it's just...
Yeah, we always like to complain about that.
Yeah, well, who doesn't right now? Damn money-grubbing sons of... So anyway, he says, "The way things are at the moment, you can buy a first through fourth generation Firebird Trans Am at about the same price, which is roughly $11,000 US right
now.
6,000 pounds is what it comes down to. So, Chris, we really appreciate that very, very informative email.
Yeah.
And thanks for filling us in on that.
How about we get to some voicemails now? We got a couple voicemails.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Zachary Olson of California. I was calling to say I love your show, and I had a question. Why did they stop making Camaros for a little while? I mean, I'm only 17, so I don't know a whole ton, but the Camaro is like my favorite car in the world. I'm like a freak about it. And I had a question. Why did they change to that body style that they have now in like the 1995? It's just blowing my mind why they would change something like that when the Mustang stayed pretty much in the same shape it is that as it was in 64. I mean, it has changed a little bit, but it still had the basic shape. I had a few questions, and I hope you can put me on your podcast, and I hope you guys do, and we'll be talking to you. Bye.
Hey, thanks for your email, Zachary.
Wow.
One of our younger listeners.
17 years old.
That's cool.
Young buck.
I'm glad you're into Camaros right now.
Yeah, when you could be into, you know, big wings and bling.
Yeah.
and lighting up, you know, hubcaps. And
you're a good man. Good man.
Anyway. Why did they stop making the Camaro was your first question. A lot of different reasons.
Yep.
Some can be argued about, but the main reason that I think happened was that there wasn't as much demand for it because of the huge SUV boom.
Right.
That's one. That's why sales went down. The other one had to do with Canadian auto worker contracts. It's, one of those deals where the contract was up and it wasn't going to be renewed. So the combination of those two things kind of killed it.
Yeah, so GM put it on hiatus.
Yep, that's the word that they used from the start.
Right.
They didn't say canceled like most cars. Of course, we can't say it enough. Hopefully it comes back.
A couple of years, you know, we should see a new one.
Hoping so.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't, why would we even be here?
Yeah. And then to address your other question you had as to why they changed the body style, and I think you mentioned 95. Well, we're not really sure what you mean by that particular year, because you could be talking about how they refreshed the Camaro in 1998, gave it the new front end, went to the LS1 motor, you know, changed the interior up just a little bit. Or are you talking about the change from third gen to fourth gen, which happened in 1993. So not real sure what you're talking about there, but
well,
you know,
way.
It, as any generation car, it evolves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is.
Well, the Mustang, since it was mentioned, that has changed quite a bit over the years. It just might not have been such a drastic change, but the most drastic that sticks out in our memories is
the late 70s models, yeah. The Mustang too. I mean, those things were small like Pintos,
and
they looked nothing like a Mustang.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were just not very well received, from what I understand. And then they eventually got back to what the Mustang was all about. And the Camaro's always been true to its heritage, though. It's never really gotten that far away with it like Ford did with the Mustang, with that crazy little tiny Mustang too.
Yeah, didn't it start on fire when you hit it in the rear end, too?
Well, something? That was a Pinto, but I think it had a lot to do with the Pinto, so maybe. Maybe, but one of the reasons why I just, if this is what you're talking about, why I switched the front end in 98, part of the reason, other than just saying, hey, the car needs a new look, a fresher look, part of the reason was they had a hard time designing the LS1 into the LT1 body style.
Yeah.
So they had to change the front to what people called the catfish.
Yeah.
For a while, but that quickly grew on everybody, and it was very well accepted after they got used to it.
So sure.
Hopefully this answers your questions, and
we've got another voicemail too.
Yeah, from Dan Burke.
Yeah, our good friend Dan.
One of our very well-known members, and obviously a repeat listener to the podcast, so, well, here it comes.
Hey, Jason and Chris, this is Dan Burke calling. Hey, I got an idea for you guys. On your last podcast, you were talking about maybe doing a group purchase on some of the Camaros. Well, I got to thinking, it's like, well, what about, like, approaching one of these dealerships, like Berger or something, and telling them that, you know, like, hey, we got, like, 100 people on CamaroZ28.com that want to order a Camaro. How about putting together some sort of custom appearance package, you know, like a CamaroZ28.com limited edition Camaro? That would kind of be kind of cool, and, you know, I'd be certainly interested in maybe picking something like that up. So I just wanted to find out if maybe you would ever, if you kick that around together and giving it some thought. By the way, I love podcasts, and I've been catching each one, and just look really forward to hearing the next one. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye now.
Well, that's kind of a cool idea.
That's definitely a cool idea.
I was talking to Scott Settlemyer before 2002, I think it was, to see if we could somehow make, you know, have something like that done. And, you know,
that would be something, man.
It's next to impossible to do that from the factory unless
right.
you're somebody really big.
Right.
But going through a company like Berger to do a limited edition car would be something that I don't think I'd have a problem looking into.
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's going to come down to dollar and cents.
Yeah.
So
I mean, only the collectors would want to pay whatever upgrade it was.
Right.
It'd be cool to see our site name, you know, on
wow.
a badge on the side,
wow,
of a,
yeah.
side of a new Camaro with some.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Some high horsepower upgrades, but
yeah.
That's something that's definitely worth kicking around. And maybe I'll put in a phone call one of these days to the Berger folks and see if they'd have any interest in that. Just for the ones that would really want, you know, obviously it'd be pretty limited. I don't think they want to run off 1,000 of these things.
I don't think so either.
But great idea. Great idea. And we'll have to kick that around for a while.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
And see what we can do. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. Great email and a couple of good voicemails. And if you want to give us a call or fire us an email and get in on the podcast.
How do you do it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, how do you do it?
Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
That's right, piece of cake. Pick up the phone, dial the numbers.
And win an iPod.
Yeah!
We got 2 more weeks to go in our iPod a month giveaway, you know, our last iPod.
Yep, sitting right here on the desk.
So those voicemails we got this week and email, those are entered into the contest.
Yep.
You know, all you gotta do is pick up the phone, throw us an email, you'll get entered just like those this week.
Yep, it's just gotta be something that gives us something to talk about.
Right.
Get you interacting with this podcast. And I think that's going to wrap it up for podcast number 36.
Wow, 36 already.
Yeah.
God, we've almost been doing this a year now.
Spooky.
No pod fade here yet.
Pod fade?
Yeah.
Is that a term?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's podcaster's term for getting sick of doing a podcast.
Oh, I got that weeks ago. No, this is fun for us, and that's why we encourage you guys to call in, because we want to make it fun for you. Don't just sit there and listen. Start talking. Yeah. Let's hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.